This Wednesday night, Montrealers are invited to a town hall on Quebec's energy transition and energy affordability in the province. The event is being held by SF du Nord. They're a community organization in Montreal North, advocating for better living conditions and economic values among working-class residents. It's those residents who organizers fear will bear the brunt of Quebec's energy transition. Since the start of the year, Energy Minister Pierre Fitzgibbon and Premier François Legault have discussed plans to incentivize clean and efficient energy use from businesses in the province. But in more recent months, the energy minister has said a bill will likely touch on personal consumption too. He's expected to table that bill this fall. Here's what SF du Nord's Isabelle Mayo-Bayik had to say about that expansion.
Well, we figured that this law was going to probably have impact on everything related to Hydro-Quebec. The bill isn't out yet, so we don't exactly know what's going to be in it. But basically, our fear is that the government wants to do the energetic transition, and we are afraid that they might be using Hydro-Quebec as a means to do that. We think that we have to do the transition, but we don't want it to be done through the Hydro-Quebec bill, because otherwise it means that it might have an impact on the rates, and it's related to a basic need. So we think that the electricity bill, the hydro bill, should be just related to giving the service of energy, of electricity, but not being used to do economic development or even the energy transition.
Quebecers were able to submit comments about the upcoming legislation this summer. But that process came under fire from environmental, labor, and citizens groups in the province. An open letter signed by 32 groups, including the Quebec Workers Federation and the David Suzuki Foundation, argued that a just transition deserves a real consultation process. At SF du Nord, the cost of energy is just one more stressor for folks dealing with Canada's affordability crisis.
Well, a lot of people have a hard time paying their electricity bill already because we have a specific climate here in Quebec, and a lot of the people that come in our group they rent their apartment, so they don't really have any power over the isolation of the building, and most of the time these apartments are not really well constructed, so there are already problems with that. So many people pay too much and have just a hard time with the rent, the electricity, the food. Everything adds up and it's just too much.
Minister Fitzgibbon has said he's looking to use the carrot and not the stick to get Quebecers to consume energy at off-peak times. The Coalition Avenir Quebec government has also capped price increases at 3%. After previously tying them to the rate of inflation. But in a province with significant hydroelectric power, critics say they could go a lot further to make those fundamental resources affordable for citizens.
Well, for us, we would like the government to respect the first mission of Hydro-Quebec, which was to provide low-cost electricity to all Quebecers. As times went by, slowly the government started to see financial opportunity in Hydro-Quebec, and now Hydro-Quebec gives 75% of their profit to the government, which is already a lot, and we think that this is a problem because it makes the electricity bill higher, and we would like that the electricity bill is only related to the service and not used as any other means for the government.
Wednesday's assembly starts at 5:30 at 7595 Saint-Laurent near Castelnau Metro. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.